I was married in 65, so I decided to not farm the first year, you know.
Yeah.
I made it up in my mind not to farm the first year. So I went to work for Fish and Game Commission, and I liked parts of it. But other parts I didn't like, you know. I just couldn't accept being, you know, getting up 5 o'clock in the morning and going out and sanding old bar pits and stuff like that. I mean, that's, I love to fish, but I mean, I don't like to do all, just get out there and wade through old slimy fish and stuff like that. You know, you'd sane the previous week, you know. I just didn't dig that at all.
Yeah.
I just had to let that go. And I tried working in the granaries. Such on and off jobs, like, but my heart's in farming, you know. You just can't get it out of your blood, won't you?
Are you the oldest of the brothers?
No, my brother, I've got an older brother, Walter. Walker. And a younger brother, Jimmy.
Yeah. Now, can you tell me about the first house you lived in when you were younger?
You mean when I was...
Your father's house, is he still living in that house?
No, no. We turned it into a barn. I mean, back in, when I was through somewhere from when I was born along till, I don't know, I guess I was 12, somewhere along in there. We lived in a, and it was a pretty nice house. It was just a farmhouse is what it was, you know. The old type farmhouses, you see them along the highway or, and usually most of them's nice. But it wasn't nothing fancy. It wasn't nothing like these brick homes or nothing. But
what it was like. In other words, what it looked like. I'd like to draw a picture of it when you came up to the front of the house.
Usually, most of those old houses back in were tin top, you know, and they had usually, like you see, you would think a building, a house would be built with boards, you know, stripped. Straight across, you know, nailed in.
Mm-hmm.
These old houses, old farmhouses, where boards were straight down with cracks in them, was stripping down them, you know.
Yeah.
They'd lay those boards up like that, and then there'd be, still be cracks in the walls, you know. Uh-huh. But they'd take small boards and strip them down the cracks.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it would be, it'd be a simple built house. I mean, it's strong built, but it's a simple built.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just, most of them were square. It was just nothing. You know, no vehicles, and when you used to have no carport or nothing like that, didn't have a vehicle. Well, in fact, we used to go mostly on wherever we went on the old tractor, you know. And we had a Ford Jubilee, went to town on all the time.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not supposed to remember that, but mother says I can't remember it because I wasn't about 3 or 4, but I can remember it. My memory don't fail me too much.
Yeah.
Well, I can remember. And mother says I was 3 or 4 years old. I can remember going over a viaduct in McGee, going over a viaduct, going towards Dumas. And that was where we was going, because I have relatives live in Dumas.
Mm-hmm.
Going over an old viaduct and that old tractor and little old trailer. We just cat on down the road, going just as good as everybody else was. Of course, we had trucks, you know, later on.
Yeah, I had a Jeep for a while. Boy, that was fun to drive. You got a good-looking truck out there.
Huh? Oh, it does real good. That's a four-wheel drive.
Mm-hmm.
It does good. This is four-wheel drive country down in here. It's old down to dirt, you know.
What kind of land soil you got here?
It's just whatever kind you want to imagine. It's buckshot, sand. We've got... Over closer you get to this river, the more sand you get, you know.
Mm-hmm. What about the land that would maybe be a mix between the two? What was that?
Sandy loam ground. We've got that too.